Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
America, you could take comfort today. I know you've had this experience and you've been scarred, so you've decided not even to try it anymore, but that all changes this week. We've all been there where you go to a McDonald's and you're like, oh, you know what sounds great? A McFlurry.
Ooh.
Hurts, right?
Mm-hmm.
How come?
Because the ice cream machine never works.
Never works, right? About one out of every 10 times you go into a McFlurry or a McDonald's. The McFlurry machine's never working, right? Found out there's a reason for that, and it changes this week. When they made the McFlurry machine, it was one company named Taylor that owned the rights to fixing all of their own machines. So anytime there was a busted McFlurry machine at McDonald's, McDonald's had to call Taylor, and Taylor's like, ah, I'm busy. We got things to do. We're all over the country. So it was the only company they legally could use. Well, the U.S. Copyright Office just changed a law this week that allows McDonald's to hire anybody they want to fix those machines. So by the end of the week, with confidence, you should be able to walk into a Mickey D's and say, give me that McFlurry, without that terrible disappointment that you've been feeling your entire life, Mo.
It's about time.
Yeah, right?
It's been a long time coming.
I really have never met somebody that has more conversation, deep conversations, personal conversations with Lyft drivers and Uber drivers than you.
It's because he takes so many, man.
Exactly.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
It's because I don't have a car. And when people always ask me, like, that, you know, you haven't had a car for, like, going on 7 years, what's the worst of it? And it's probably the fact that your life is in someone else's hands more than you'd like it to be, and they usually have an earful for you. And I don't, so that option of don't talk to me in a Lyft, I don't even click that anymore. It's pointless. If somebody wants to get it off, they're going to get it off.
Well, you're like a regular because you use them so much. Oh, hey, thanks for not buying a car, bro.
Do you have regular drivers?
No, it doesn't work. I don't, if you take Lyfts to the point where they're giving you the same drivers, you're taking a little too many Lyfts.
He's just parking outside of your apartment complex at this point.
Yeah, he lives next door at this point. So I get in this Lyft. Me and my guy are going out, going to have a good time. And we get in the car and everything is normal until my dude starts talking about this lady that he met and how excited he is about her. And he's telling me, you know, I think I like this one. And right in the middle of his story, we're sitting in the back seat. I just hear something come from the front that says, don't do it. And we're like, wait, what? So then the driver is like, don't do it, man. I'm just telling you, go the other way. So I'm like, okay, why? What happened, man? What's going on? So he's like, well, maybe I'm overstepping, but sorry, I'm just going through a divorce. So I'm like, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. And he says, no. It's not that kind of divorce. This is a celebration. So I'm like, okay, well, congratulations. So then he goes, well, let me tell you what happened. We're like, okay, buckle in. Here it goes. So he tells us that he met this woman about 3 years ago. And the first year of their life was great. Everything was wonderful. And what was interesting to me about his stories is you always hear people in hindsight say that there were signs and they wish that they would have reacted differently to the signs. So he said that when they got married, immediately it was odd, but he felt a shift in energy from her. Normally you marry somebody and you feel like the shift is a good thing. Mm-hmm. You're closer. He said it went the other way. Like it was as if it was almost like they got married and she got what she wanted. And then she was kind of like, you know, in cruise control now.
Mm-hmm.
So that was his first sign of maybe something's wrong here. But he ignored the signs. He kept it pushing. So then there was a guy who called her one day randomly. It was a name he wasn't familiar with. He had never heard or seen before. So he asked, who's the guy? And she said, oh, it's one of my coworkers. And he's a gay coworker. You have nothing to worry about. He said, okay, cool. He let it go. He didn't think much of it. But then he said about a month or so later, the guy's name was popping up just a little too often for him. So one day, he's sitting there, and she never had a lock on her phone. They always had a no-lock policy in their relationship. But she was gone, or she was in the shower, or something happened, and he said that the guy called, and something in his gut said, go through the phone. Go get the truth right now. So before I continue, what'd y'all have going through that phone in that moment?
If my gut, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I would have.
Done it before, do it again.
I can't put myself in that place right now, but in the past, yes. I would have not been able to not pick up that phone.
Okay.
I'm going through the phone. Like, you only have to feel bad about it if you don't find anything. And then if you just don't find anything, you just don't tell them, and right. then you move on.
Fair.
Your soul, though, it's a little scarred when you do that.
Yeah, my soul don't care. Yeah. My soul wants justice.
So he chooses not to go through the phone.
He didn't.
He didn't go through the phone. He was like, I'm going to stay out of her phone and just, you know, keep it pushing and enjoy my marriage. So then a couple months later, he's at her home, which he's normally not at her home. But he's there in the daytime fixing something, doing whatever he's doing. And then the doorbell rings. So he goes to the door. And when he goes to answer the door, he can tell that the guy is startled. Like, he didn't expect for this man to answer the door. So the guy told him something. Oh, I'm working for some company and I'm here to look at something. But he just had that feeling, that instinct that this guy is lying. And this was like he had to make this up on the fly. But he didn't address it. That was another situation of where he could have gone to his wife and said, some guy rung the doorbell, said his name was so-and-so, works for so-and-so. What's that about? And I guess you kind of feed off of her energy and see if she's telling the truth. But he didn't do it. He didn't go with his instincts then either.
So he is like ignoring every sign.
Mm-hmm. Every single one.
But he feels it in his gut.
He felt it.
He's just like, I don't want to deal with this. If I pick up this phone, my life could completely change right now. So I'm just not going to deal with
1,000%. So long story less long, they end up getting a divorce about a year later because he finally finds out that she's cheating on him. But he thinks that's the worst of it. So they go through the divorce. I guess somewhere in the divorce process, his lawyer, after he told the story, recommended to the guy, you should get a DNA test for y'all child.
Oh, no. No.
The 2-year-old is not his.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
2 years later. All that time.
Heart drop for him.
Yeah. Oh, I was back there like stunned. I didn't know what to say. I did not know the story was going there.
No. What do you say to somebody in that moment?
I was like, I did not know that was going to go that way. I'm so sorry, man. And he was like, no, again. It's okay. Like, this dude had such high energy. Like, he was very positive about this story. But 2 years, he was just like, you know, it kind of hurts me that she would lie to me about that, but I'm glad I found out when I did, and it's all good.
Yeah, and now you got to make decisions here, because you've been raising this child for 2 years. That's essentially your child.
And that's exactly what he told me he was struggling with.
I mean, you're connected to that child at that point. Wow, man, if I were you, dude, I think I'd start hitchhiking.
At this point.
The Burt Show.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.